Boker Tov, everyone. We are up to Siman Reish Samach Zayin Sif Gimel, page 85 over here in our Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mechaber over here, we're doing tefillas on Erev Shabbos, but now we get to a tefillah actually at Marav. Okay, but Birkas Hashkivenu, when we get to Hashkivenu at Marav, well, I guess for those who are davening at early Shabbos, it's before, technically it says a Kochavim, but those who are davening at the Kochavim, it's the Birkas Hashkivenu. Okay, Einu Chosim Ba Shomer Amo Yisrael Ad. We don't finish off the bracha Shomer Amo Yisrael like we do during the week. Okay, Elakeven Shigilu Betzil Kenevecha Tatsireini. Omer Frosalenu. We have our Gersa Frosalenu Sukach Lomecha. Alenu Bial Yishalayim Yirecha. Here's the Gersa Fros Sukach Shom Alenu Bial Yishalayim Yirecha. Baruch Ata Hashem Abrei Sukach Shalom Alenu Bial Kol Mo Yisrael Vial Yerushalayim. Our Gersa and Lil Shabbos is different than the Gersa during the week. I'm sure, maybe, hopefully, it's crossed your mind, why in the world is this? Why in the world do we have, why do we say Shomer Amo Yisrael La'ad during the week? And also we say this other bracha, HaPor Yisrael Shalom, Aleinu Yaakov Yisrael V'Al Yerushalayim. So the simple thing is that, and during the week, we say Shomer Amo Yisrael La'ad, you have to protect Klal Yisrael. But, on Shabbos, the minhag is you do not have to say this. Why? The Shabbos itself is what is Shomer Otana. That is the Shomer Otana. The Shabbos is what protects us. Therefore, we don't need the extra protection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shomer Amo Yisrael Ad. Obviously, all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Shabbos itself protects us. Okay? And that's the reason this explains, as the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here, the minhag. Haminig at the end of Sikkot and Ches Haminig Lomar Acher Siyam Abracha V'Shamru Bnei Yisrael Ma'adim Ha'idah Be'er Moshe V'Shamru Tikkum Yom Kippur Yom Hazeh. Why is the minig to say V'Shamru Bnei Yisrael to Shabbat? Explains the poskim like this. Okay, at least it makes the minig of Lita and the minig of Sfarad to say V'Shamru Bnei Yisrael, because that's showing us why we changed the Nusach L'Racha. After saying HaPor Yisrael HaShukal Alayna V'Yakoy Yisrael V'Al Yerushalayim instead of Shamar Ma Yisrael Ad, why are we not saying Shamar Ma Yisrael Ad? Because the Shamu B'nei Sosa Shabbos, because we are Shomer the Shabbos, and that's what protects us, that's why we do not have to say Shamar Ma Yisrael La'ad. I asked Maureen Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sal, why? What's the connection? What's Yerushalayim have to do with this then? Okay, why are we throwing in Yerushalayim? What are, just stop mentioning Yerushalayim? So he says, because Shabbos is what Shabbos does for Zman, it's the Kedushas of Zman, the most Kaddish place in Zman. Yerushalayim is the most Kaddish place in Makom. Okay, therefore we mention Yerushalayim in the tefillah over here. So Yerushalayim is to Makom as Shabbos is to Zman. Therefore we pray a personal name, Shkatalina, that called Yisrael, the Al Yerushalayim, and Yisrael Lechora. I'm saying this myself, Yisrael over here is also the Kedusha of the people. It's the people that are Kaddish. Okay, fine. So that is a little bit over here. Now, we mentioned over here the minute to say Misham Reisos Shabbat. Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsel points out a Nogin Al Pi Agra Ein Omer B'Dap Sukim V'Chein Minig Aprushim Yerushalayim. The Minig of many Yerushalmim is not to say Misham Reisos Shabbat. As you notice, many Minhagim over here in Yerushalayim is to skip Misham and they go straight to Kaddish after HaPoreis Gat Shalom Alayim Yerakoyim Sovi Al Yerushalayim. Okay, now Lamaisa, those who are knowing like the Gra, the knowing like the Gra. Those who are knowing not like the Gra, not knowing like the Gra. But let's say you are knowing like the Gra, and you're a minion that's not knowing like the Gra, or the opposite. It's like this: if you're knowing like the Gra, not to say v'shamru esel Shabbat, and you happen to be in a minion that is saying v'shamru, so you do not have to say. You should not say it because what's the reason of the Gra? Why not to say v'shamru esel Shabbat? Because he holds a chashash hefsik between geula and tefillah. Even though at Maruv we are less machmir on hefsekim between geula and tefillah, there is still an inyan to be samach geula l'tefillah. Also at Maruv hashkivenu is a geula richta. We say gal Yisrael, then we say hashkivenu. Okay, so therefore the cross of your knowledge add in psukim in between the end of hashkivenu and Shemona Esrei. Therefore, he says not to say v'shamu, not to say v'yidaber during the mu'adim v'chule. You do not add in those psukim. If that is your minhag and you're in a base Knesset that does say it, you stay quiet. Just not like many people like to do. You know, no reason, there's no mitzvah, you're not allowed to show off that you're not saying. You should pretend like you're saying it, make it look like you're saying the words in order not to be partial. You do not go ahead and say the words. The opposite, if you're in a tzibur, If the minig is to say it and your Beit Knesset does not say it, you should not say it also, because they're going to go straight into Kaddish. It's going to be as if there's no chiyuv of saying the Veshama. However, if you are the Chazan, either way, you always do like the Tzibor, that is generally the Klal, even if you're a very big Ronik. And you're finding a shul that says v'shamro, you say v'shamro the tzibor. One option is, I've seen that some people do in Ramban, where they do say v'shamro generally, which is very interesting. It's not like the general minhag Yerushalayim. So those who are knowing, not like the Gra, what they'll do, they get the v'shamro, they'll make it as if they're saying v'shamro, they'll go straight to Kaddish. They'll give some time to say v'shamro, and then they'll go straight into Kaddish. I guess Marina Rabin Rav Evansal is not against such a minhag. Okay, moving on to Simin Reish Samich Ches. Okay, moving on in Melachza. The Gemara says on Daf Kuf Yud Tesam Beis, an important daf in terms of Tfilos Shabbos. Over there, Kuf Yud Tesam Beis, Amarach, V'itim Rabbi Yishuv Ben Levi, Afilu Yochid Amis Palel, even a Yochid that is dying, Shon Asay Tzarech Lomar Vayechulu. You have to say Vayechulu. V'amar Rav Huna, Kol Mispal V'omar Vayechulu. Anyone who says Vayichulu Friday night, it's like you become a partner with the Kaddish Baruch Hu in Maisa Brachos. You're being made on Maisa Brachos. You're like a partner with the Kaddish Baruch Hu in Maisa. It's a very strong lashon over here. That's the reason why we say Vayichulu. We actually say Vayichulu three times Friday night. One in Shmoneh Esrei, one after Shmoneh Esrei, and then one time in Kiddush. Okay? So we're supposed to say Vayichul over here. This is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph. One thing I forgot to mention, this came as a Shiloh and by Shomer. Let's say someone says the Nusach of Mariv of Shamar Ma Yisrael Ad on Lel Shabbos, or the Hefech, he says Shabbos during the week. Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal told me that you would be Yotze Bidi Evik. Okay? And by the way, when I said that Shabbos itself is a Shmira, that's Sif Katan Zayin. Ain't no choting the Bishabbos, ain't Sarach Shmir, Ki Hashabbos Ba'atzo, Hu Hashomer Otan. Okay, so those are a couple of things. So back to Vayechulu again, sorry, I forgot to mention that. Back to the Chulu again, once again, the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here our Gemara that we mentioned, Sikot Nalef, Damar Rav Amnuna, Kol Mispal, Damar Rav Yechulu, Kilo Nasa, Shut of Lakadosh Baruch, Hu Maisi Brishis. Okay? Fine. Umiko Mako, says the Mishnah Berurah, Bidi Evinim, Lo Amro, Ein Machzirato. He's talking about Vayechulu in Shmon Esrei. When you say Vayechulu in Shmon Esrei, if you forgot to say Vayechulu, it's not Ma'ake Bidi Evinim, you would not have to go back. The kosher came to the Didan, don't bring Kiddush Vayechulu, for sure. Us, we anyways say it in Kiddush, we're going to say it after davening. Also, like we'll see later on. Right, Morena Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal, Dir Masa B'Kiddush, won't mention this. Why is he mentioning the one about Kiddush? What about the one after davening? Tzarech Bir, Dabu Lavach, Eminu Achar Tfilo. Okay. And it says, Lo Amru B'Gemar, the Daf Kibit Tfilo B'Yomar. Nowhere does the Gemara say you have to say it in Shmoneh Esrei. It says you have to say Vayechulu Friday night. Dabi Yantav Yom Kippur, Lo Amru B'Tfilo. Obi Yom Kippur, Aflo Al Kos. On Yantav, we don't say Vayechulu and Tfilo. And Yom Kippurim, we don't even say it on Al Kos. Elo Achar Tfilo. Only time we say it on Yom Kippurim is one time after Tfilo. It's the only time. The one after Tfilo is Dafka, the one that we'll say every single Shabbos. Okay? Fine, so therefore, at the end of the day, if you don't say it in Shmoneh Esrei, you are still going to be, Yotzi. The Mishnah Berurah mentions another minig over here at the end of Sif Katan Aleph. He says, a minig lomar, Bilel Shabbos, v'yanuchu va, u'b'yom v'yanuchu vo, u'b'mincha v'yanuchu vam. Hopefully, you've noticed this before, that in all three tefillahs, when we get to the right before the bracha of Mekadosh Shabbos, we say Elokeinu, that was Vayinuchu Vo. We say Vayinuchu Vo Friday night. We say Vayinuchu Vo Shachros and Musaf, and Vayinuchu Vom in plural at Mincha. What's the reason? It's Al Pi Kabbalah, as most Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal points out over here. Dir Masal Minad, Dir Yashar Knesset Ago. Hayam Al Pi Kabbalah. Okay, the Al Pi Kabbalah. That's why we say it in feminine first, Zachar in the morning and plural in afternoon. Derech Hanigla. Matzinu Shabbos Lashon Nekev Lashon Zachar V'lo Lashon Rabbi. And the Pesukim, we only find Shabbos sometimes B'Lashon Zachar and sometimes B'Lashon Nekev, so therefore it makes sense to say Va and Vo. But Vom is never fine, we never say it Lashon Rabbi. Okay, Beseder, at the end of the day, that is the Minhag of Ma'ez. As Moreno Rabbi Ranavitzal also points out, different Nuschos have different things. I think he once told me that Yakim always say Vayinu Chuva. Okay, they always say Vayinu Chuva, but most sitters, Ashkenaz, we do like the minhag brought down over here in the Bir Halacha. Okay, let's move on to see Vay is a very interesting halacha. To understand this halacha, you have to understand what's behind over here. Me'ikr de din. We all know we have a different Shmon Esrei Shabbos, correct? We say a different Shmon Esrei on Shabbos. The Kaddish Shabbos, it's much shorter, okay? We think, wow, it's special for Shabbos, but really the Gemara tells us that Me'ikr de din, we really should say a regular Shmon Esrei, 19 brachas that we do during the week. But because Chazal were afraid it's going to be terrible, and see where we have to get home to eat our meals. Soon as Shabbos, people are hungry, therefore we're Makatzer the Shmon Esrei. Okay? That's what it says. That's what the Gemara tells us. And therefore we can understand why this is. Therefore, the Nafka Mina is, what if something by accident says a bracha of weekday Shmon Esrei on Shabbos? Who here this has happened to? You find yourself in the middle of weekday Shmon Esrei, Leil Shabbos. Okay, I imagine almost everyone here could honestly say that they find themselves, sometimes they go, they pound their chest, wait a second, it's Shabbos, and they start scratching their chest like, and as if everyone's watching them daven Shmon Esrei. Okay, so there you get to Leil Shabbos, you find yourself in the middle of Shabbos, what are you supposed to do? So based on this Gemara, we see, by the way, first of all, look in the Bir Hayteiv, we all need Musa. Says the Bir Hayteiv, look in Bir Hayteiv, see, called an Aleph, the last word on page 85. He says, "Umi she'er lo kelokein." Someone who does this makes starts saying weekday brachas in the middle of Shabbos Shmon Esrei. Yidag kol haShabbos. He should be worried all that Shabbos. Do simin ralo. It's a bad simin for this person. Via fast reish b'maisav. He should look into his maisim. Via higher b'tshuva. And he should be higher b'tshuva. L'chora, Marino Rabbeinu now and say, what does it mean, fast? Much ma'isim? Ma'isim, concentrating in your Shmon Esrei. That's what you should be looking into. Why you're getting so distracted, you start saying the wrong brachos in the middle of Shmon Esrei, because we get lost in our own thoughts in the middle of Shmon Esrei. So this is not a good thing. But if this happens, besides for being mefashis with ma'isim and doing tshuva, says the Mechaber Sivbeis, in tovi itchel tefillas achol, if you make a mistake and you start the tefillah of chol, Gomer oto bracha sheniskar ba shita umatzel shabbos. You finish whichever bracha you find yourself, whether it's a tachomein or it's refaino or it's lachlanu, wherever you find yourself in the middle of a weekday bracha, you finish that bracha. It don't stop right there. Not only do we say the brachas that you said up until that point are not really levatala, because at the end of the day, a weekday shabbos is appropriate even on Shabbos. Okay, not only that, but if you find yourself in the middle of the bracha, and you realize it's Shabbos, you finish Chonin Amid Chadi Abinam Yaskel Brachat Hashem Chonin Adas, and then you go to Ataki Dash. Then you go to the Shabbos Shmon Esrei. Okay, then you start Madchul Shabbos. Lo Shna Beberkas Ata Chonin. It doesn't matter if the bracha Ata Chonin. Lo Shna Niskar Bebracha Achas Bishar Brachas. It doesn't matter if it's another bracha. Bein ba'arvis, bein b'shachris, musaf mincha. Whether it's arvis, shachris, musaf mincha. Now, musaf is different though, because musaf doesn't have a weekday musaf. And therefore, it brings down the machabra, v'yei shomim, if a musaf posik afil ben sabracha. Those who say, this is how he passed in halacha l'maisa, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, sikon hei v'chein pasu achroni mishum sveik, bracha l'vatala. If he finds himself doing this at musaf, stop in the middle of the bracha, and you go to the musaf, Shmon Esrei. Okay, you go to the Mishnah at the beginning. You go to the after Kel HaKadosh. You start from over there. Okay, so that is the halacha over there. You finish the bracha that you are in. That is what you're supposed to do. Halacha l'maisa, and then you go back. You start from the beginning of the middle brachas of Shabbos. If you said a whole weekday Shmon Esrei, you're not going to be yotzei because you have to say Mikadosh Shabbos. Okay, if you find yourself and you took 3 steps back, you realize that a weekday Shabbos, right? You got a lot of tshuva to do, a lot of mefashis you might have to do, and you are not yotzei, you're Shmon Esrei in this case. But if you find yourself, catch yourself at any point in the middle, you can always go back and mitaken the problem, and you can go back to where you left off. One last thing is, Moreinu Rabbeinu Remevitzel, Dimar Maskel Gomer, is what happens if this happens to the chazan, okay? Hopefully the tzibur is going to notice right away and correct him. But not all tzibur are paying so much attention either. Okay? What is that? The tzibur says, Moreinu Rabbeinu of Nevinsol, back on the previous page, Dimar Maskel Gomer on page 85, now they're going, Irukim b'chazar sa shas,
Yesh lomar de lo yigmar abracha. You do not finish the bracha. You stop right there. Why? Why? Because we have a klal gadol. The shliach tzibur is the shliach of the tzibur. They're shaleach him to do a good job, to do the right job. And if he starts the wrong bracha, that's not like even a haschala. That's like nothingness. Okay? That's like nothingness over here. And therefore he says that if it's during Chazar Shas, it does not count at all. And he starts over again. And not start over again. He starts from the regular bracha, does not finish off the bracha. V'chein horo admar zal mitamzeh. V'gam mirishum demistami kantos al shigur delishna. L'chor, he didn't really make a mistake. It's just the way that what just came out of his mouth. And then he goes into a very interesting case. I can need your guys' help where if someone with a renevant selfish debra. Says over here, v'chein haya maisa b'gadol echa shesidur kiddushin. There was once a gadol echad who was mesadir kiddushin v'tal birich al yayin shakal. By mistake, he said shahakal on wine. And the wine under the chuppah. Instead of saying break up, and he said shahak. Now, we all know that generally shahakal, your yotzei b'diavid, on anything including wine. But over here, it says, avu pishi yotzei b'diavid, chazer baruch break up. And even though your yotzei b'diavid, you know, normally, he went and said break up again. Why? The same reason why it's brought over here. Since he is the Masada Kedushin, he is like the Shliach of the Chasan and Kala, he was sent up there to do the right job, not the wrong job. When we stab a Shlachul al Dashi Yavarach Bracha Mu'ilu Lechatchila, the Chori is set up to say the right Bracha, not the wrong Bracha. Inkin Avishinim Shlichos, who Bakla Shlichos, therefore the Shinim and the Shlichos, and it wasn't good Shlichos, therefore he went and made the Bracha again. Now, I believe now there's a difference between the old version of Nevin Sal Mishtabro and the new version. I have the old version in front of me. It says, V'chein hora admor zal b'maisa doma shebal lefonu. What do you guys have in the new edition? Anyone? Does not have that at all.
We have
right. Over here, you guys have that Rosh Hashanah disagreed with this psak, and he held in this case that he should not have gone back. Okay, that's not what it says over here. In the old edition, a little bit of a tzarech in over here. Then I guess we just have to look at Mincha Shlomo Chilagal Simen Beis, what it says over there. At the end of the day, the idea that we have over here, Rav Shlomo Zalman definitely agrees with the idea. Generally, a shliach has to put on to do the right job, not the wrong job. Okay, ad kan for today.